Life Audio.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in Heaven. No matter what is going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we will pray through today's prayer to be a humble servant together.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
A Prayer to Be a Humble Servant by Christine Perry. Who, being in the very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man. He humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on a cross. Philippians 2:6-8. The older you get, the more people you know, and the more opportunities to have disagreements and make mistakes. In light of this, there are also more opportunities to show humility and regard others' needs as better than your own. Humility is a mind that is set on Christ with a submission to the will of God. When we bow in submission to the Lord, he will come to our rescue. James 4:6-10 says, "But he gives us more grace." That is why Scripture says, "God opposes the proud, but shows favor to the humble." Submit yourselves then to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Come near to God, and he will come near to you. Wash your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Grieve, mourn, and wail. Change your laughter to mourning and your joy to gloom. Humble yourselves before the Lord, and he will lift you up. As humans, we crave control. We want to see how our actions bring about good results. But when you submit, you relinquish control, outcomes, and choices. It's difficult. But God can see the whole picture. He knows what we need, when we need it, and why we need it. It's our job to submit to whatever he wants to do in our life. Oftentimes, God will teach us humility through trials. He sovereignly places us where we need to be, David said in Psalm 119:71, "It was good for me to be afflicted so that I might learn your decrees." Look at Job in chapter 42, verses 1 through 6. After all his trials and after God speaks to him, the Bible says, "Then Job replied to the Lord, 'I know that you can do all things. No purpose of yours can be thwarted. You asked, who is this that obscures my plans without knowledge? Surely I spoke of things I did not understand, things too wonderful for me to know. You said, listen now and I will speak. I will question you and you shall answer me. My ears had heard of you, but now my eyes have seen you. Therefore, I despise myself and repent in dust and ashes." David and Job were human, and we are human, so we expect trials. But what if I told you that Jesus, who was perfect, also learned obedience through what he suffered? Hebrews 5:8. Jesus' posture was that of a servant. He willingly placed himself under his Father's will. When the Father said, "Wait," Jesus waited. When the Father said, "Act," he acted. When he needed to pray, he prayed all night. Whatever his Father wanted him to do, he did it. Jesus is always our ultimate example. We will never be perfect. We won't always get things right, but we have a mentor and friend from whom we can learn. Psalm 25:9 says, "He guides the humble in what is right and teaches them his way." Let's pray. Dear Lord, you are exactly that, Lord. You are the potter and we are the clay. Father, we ask that you help us have hearts that obey you. We are so inadequate. We are so riddled and saturated with our sin. Lord, we are sorry and we need you. We ask that we would decrease and you would increase. We lay aside our wants, agendas, schedules, and plans. We ask that you would place in our hands what you want there. And we ask that you would remove what you don't want. Lord, help us to trust you. You are good. You have our very best in mind. And you love us more than anyone else ever could. We need you. Thank you for hearing us. We love you. Please help us to love and serve you better. We are yours to do with us as you please. Amen.
Your Daily Prayer is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Hey there, it's Nicole Eunice from the How to Study the Bible podcast, and I'd love to invite you to join us as we weekly discover a passage of God's Word together. From beginning to end, from principles to practicals, we are here to make sure that God's Word is powerful and relevant to your life. If that sounds like something you're looking for, I would love to invite you to subscribe. You can go to lifeaudio.com and search How to Study the Bible, and we'll see you there.